honorable members, I think we are all ready. Let me welcome the first candidate, Ms. Nomza Moketsi Mnisi. Relax, Mama. Relax. Feel free. We are not going to threaten you in any way. If you feel you must have a sip of water, you are allowed to do that. But however, let me indicate the approach of the questioning. We will be more practical in our approach of questions, but theoretical as well. But in your answer, we would like you to combine both theory and practice. Is that fine? Thank you. And we have these members who are part of the panel of the interview. Before they ask you any question, they will introduce themselves to you so that you know all of them. Firstly, can you introduce yourself to the panel, taking particular reference to your background, experience, and why do you think you are the right person for this position of the Public Service Commission?
As the chair has already said, I am Nomazana K. Mnisi, born in Bushbuck Ridge. I'm working in Polokwane as a magistrate, acting magistrate for now. And after doing my law degree in those days, long time ago, it was a BUrist degree. After that, it was the then Gazankulu government. I worked as a prosecutor, and then I thought of improving myself in order to have a wider scope of work, not prosecuting at home. And I went back to school, even though it was a struggle, but I managed, and I thanked the government at that time. And then I did my LLB degree. And after my LLB degree, it was the start of the Legal Aid Board. We were the first ones to start with the Legal Aid Board. I went to the law school in Pretoria for 6 months, and then I worked for the Legal Aid Board as a candidate attorney in Polokwane, and then passed my board exam, got admitted in 1997, and then I worked as a PEA in different law firms, and I started my own practice in Johannesburg. And while I was practicing in Johannesburg, and then I got a post in the judiciary in 2003, and then I became a magistrate in Randburg, and then I was a magistrate for 13 years in Randburg Court. And then while I was improving also on my studies at the University of Johannesburg, until I got to the Master's in International Law. And then after that, those are my educational background. And then now I'm trying because I haven't got a supervisor yet. I was inspired by what was going on diplomatic immunity when there was a case of the First Lady from Zimbabwe. But I haven't got a supervisor yet with the University of Pretoria, but I submitted everything. So that's where I'm looking at now. And then As while I was a presiding officer in Randburg Magistrate Court, I transferred to South African Police Services in 2015, and I became a provincial head, legal services in Polokwane, doing the legal work for the province. And after that, in 2018, that was last year in July, I thought I had served my country in the South African Police Services. I have left what I have left with them, and then I went back to the judiciary. That's where I am now.
Thank you very much.